Christian Kraft zu Hohenlohe-Öhringen was born on the 21st of March, 1848 in Öhringen and received an education appropriate to the status and importance of his family. He graduated from the military academy in Liegnitz, then Prussia, and the law academy in Bonn. During his 47 years spent in the Northern Tatras, he positively influenced the entire region socially, culturally, and spiritually. He is buried in the cemetery at Tatranska Javorina, next to his lifelong companion Otilia Lubraniec-Damska. He brought in several gamekeepers from the state of Styria in Austria to ensure high-quality hunting services, and in order to improve the quantity and quality of game in the region, he hired the Hagenbeck Company of Hamburg to import several foreign species, including the European bison, bison, Caspian red deer, wapiti, and ibex. Catholic churches in Tatranska Kotlina and Tatranska Javorina continue to serve the residents. The wooden Roman Catholic Church of St. Anne in Javorina was built in 1902 to 1903 by Prince Hohenlohe, a Protestant. It is situated on the site of the original wooden chapel, which was built in 1795 as a sign of generosity by S.B. Horvath Paloxe. The church was solemnly consecrated on 23rd August 1903 by Spiš, Capitular Vicar František Furček and Jurgov Parish Priest Kubášák. The church was dedicated to Saint Anne, the patron saint of forest workers, because for centuries people lived in the forest, with the forest, and from the forest. The church is managed by the parish office in Zdjar. Reservations for tours, on Thursdays only, can be made by email on the website of the parish office. A national cultural monument in the oldest village in the Tatras, which is open to the public. The oldest village in the Tatras is Tatranska Javorina, originally Javorina, which became a permanently settled village in 1759 after the construction of an ironworks by its owner, the nobleman František Horváth. The first written mention of human activities in this area dates back to 1320. It was part of the Javorinsko-Lendaki estate in the northeast section of the Tatras, on the historical border of present-day Slovakia and Poland. Until the 19th century, it was in the ownership of the noble Horváth family of Plavech. More than 10,000 hectares passed from the noble Salomonov family into the ownership of August Carl Christian Kraft, the 31-year-old prince of the economically powerful Hohenlohe-Öhringen family, for a purchase price of 500,000 Austrian guilders, more than 5 million euros today. It was a special Christmas gift from Prince Hugo to Christian Kraft, thus fulfilling his son's desire to have his own hunting ground. The purchase and sale contract was signed on December 22, 1879. Prince Christian Kraft Hohenlohe planned to invite members of the highest aristocratic families from Europe to join him in hunting expeditions, but he did not have suitable premises in Javorina or Lendak for their accommodation. Therefore, on June 16, 1883, he arrived there to determine the location for the construction of a new hunting lodge. The construction of the lodge commenced on 1st July 1883 by Jan Liptak from Poprad Velka, according to the designs of Jean Leyendecker from Vienna. The interior furnishings were supplied by court upholsterer Franz Evinger from Vienna. Its construction and furnishing, which made it one of the most beautiful buildings of its type in Central Europe, cost 134,500 gold Austrian guilders. It also included servants' quarters, which were connected to the lodge by a covered corridor. On July 28, 1885, the first invited guests, which included a Lutheran minister and two Catholic priests, arrived, and upon the consecration of the chateau, all of the conditions for its use and receiving official and special visitors were met. Since then, the chateau has been a significant part of the landscape and architecture with magnificent views of the Belianski and High Tatra. Entry to the chateau is free for the public. Admission is possible every Thursday at 11 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 2 p.m. Except for holidays, a maximum of 20 people are admitted per entry. The tour takes approximately 45 minutes. Visitors with reservations have priority. Reservations by phone plus 4-219-052-43618, by email javorina at president.gov.sk. Taking photos without the consent of the Office of the President of the Slovak Republic is only permitted for private purposes. More information and updates can be found on the website of the President of the Slovak Republic.